What was striking about these articles was the certainty with which they stated that there was no evidence that people remember trauma any differently than they do ordinary events. I vividly recall a phone call from a well-known newsweekly in London telling me that they planned to publish an article about traumatic memory in their next issue and asking me whether I had any comments on the subject. I was quite enthusiastic about their question and told them that memory loss for traumatic events had first been studied in England well over a century earlier. I mentioned John Eric Erickson and Frederick Myers's work on railway accidents in the 1860s and 1870s, and Charles Samuel Myers and W.H.R. Rivers' extensive studies of memory problems in combat soldiers of World War I. I also suggested they look at an article published in The Lancet in 1944, which described the aftermath of the rescue of the entire British Army from the beaches of Dunkirk in 1940. More than 10% of the soldiers who were studied had suffered from major memory loss after the evacuation. The following week, the magazine told its readers that there was no evidence whatsoever that people sometimes lose some or all memory from traumatic events. The issue of delayed recall of trauma was not particularly controversial when Myers and Kartner first described this phenomenon in their books on combat neuroses in World War I. When major memory loss was observed after the evacuation from Dunkirk, or when I wrote about Vietnam veterans and the survivor of the Coconut Grove nightclub fire. However, during the 1980s and early 1990s, a similar memory problems began to be documented in women and children in the context of domestic abuse. The efforts of abuse victims to seek justice against their alleged perpetrators moved the issue from science into politics and law. This, in turn, became the context for the pedophile scandals in the Catholic Church, in which memory experts were pitted against one another in courtrooms across the United States and later in Europe and Australia. Experts testifying on behalf of the Church claimed that memories of childhood sexual abuse were unreliable at best, and that the claims being made by alleged victims more likely resulted from false memories implanted in their minds by therapists who were oversympathetic, credulous, or driven by their own agendas. During this period, I examined more than 50 adults who, like Julian, remembered having been abused by priests. Their claims were denied in about half the cases.